time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Robert Bloom joined by Larry Bowen. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, what's going on?
Tell you what,
you got your scorebook out.
Yeah,
you're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm serious. We're going to get right to it because our guest today is A&M Consolidated Softball Coach Rusty Irwin, and Rusty's kind enough to take some time away from practice. He's still practicing because his team's still in the playoffs, so he feels good about that. I don't know if he feels good about talking to us, but I know he feels good about the team being in the playoffs. Last week, the Lady Tigers played the bi-district series a best 2 out of 3, and they swept Waco University. They won the first game 3-1. Really dramatic comeback in the sixth inning of that game. And then on Friday, they won the second game of the series 2-1. They were nice enough to avoid the if game. And, of course, that's always the sports writer's worst nightmare. So we appreciate him doing that. Coach, first time since 2010 for Consolidated to make the second round of the playoffs. Can you talk about just what your kids did last week and just the fact that, I mean, they got to really feel good about themselves as you guys move into the next round?
Well, they're on a high right now. First, I want to appreciate y'all, recognizing the softball. And it is always good to be playing in May. So, last week we just pitched well, played good defense, and got a couple timely hits.
There's a couple of things I wanted you to tell our listeners because you told me after the game Thursday night, Rusty, and I thought you were just joking with me, but then you said you were serious. I thought your team didn't play particularly well. No errors, but a couple of kind of mental breakdowns on defense and really hadn't done much of anything with the bats, and you trailed University 1-0 going to the bottom of the sixth, and then you guys just had a huge inning, just clutched up and got three runs and won the game. And afterwards, when I interviewed you, you said that as your team came in from the field to the dugout in the middle of the sixth, you told them that you guys were gonna score three runs and get three outs and go to the house. Now, I'm wondering if you have any other stock advice, or maybe after the playoffs, if you want to go to Las Vegas or something. But if you can tell the future that good, I mean, that's not bad. They did exactly what you said.
Well, I guess I should have said five runs and made it a little easier instead of three.
Talk about the comeback, though, Rusty, because really the first 5.5 innings, they weren't terrible, but that certainly wasn't the best that your team can play. And considering the fact that none of these kids really had been part of winning a playoff game, I thought that was a pretty impressive response because they really did come through in the bottom of the sixth inning. I think we might have lost Rusty.
Nope.
At practice. So I'll tell you about the bottom of the sixth inning. I asked Rusty about this, Aubrey, because I thought things just did not look good for them at all. They had a couple of hits through five innings, and in the two innings that they got hits, in the first inning, they failed to get a squeeze bunt down, which, in softball is a pretty big deal. You get a runner on, you got to get them over, particularly when you're having trouble scoring. And then in the next inning, they got a leadoff hit and had that runner picked off. So it seemed like everything was going wrong that could go wrong. But they came up in the sixth. They had the top of their order up, and you mentioned the scorebook. I'm looking at it right here. They got a couple of hits from Paige Kaspetsky and Kendall Fowles to get them going. And the funny thing about that is Kendall tried to bunt Paige over to second base to get that tying run in the scoring position, and she fouled the bunt off. Well, her previous time up, she had tried to bunt and could not get it down, even fouled off a bunt on the third strike. But after that, she got a hit. She stole second. Next thing you know, there's a walk, there's a wild pitch, a fielder's choice, and then a really big hit from Jessica Almond. I talked to Jessica after the game on Friday over in Waco because she was a big hero in that one, got a key hit. And she got a big hit to give them an extra run in the bottom of the sixth in the opener of the series. And I thought that was huge. And it's interesting after that game, I talked to a couple of the players, and I talked to Rusty, and they were just the players in particular were really lifted. They had not won a playoff game since 2010, and they just got so much confidence. I thought it was a pretty close matchup between University and Consolidated, but I think the confidence that they gained from that late rally, we may have him back on. Let's see. Rusty, are you back with us?
I think so.
Okay, thanks. I was just telling my co-host Aubrey that the confidence that your team gained from that sixth inning in the first game really carried over, and I thought your team was really impressive on Friday in the second game of the series, and I think a team with the kind of talent you guys have with that kind of confidence could be dangerous in the playoffs.
Oh, definitely. Going back to that sixth inning, you know, I knew I had my leadoff, Kopetsky, and three seniors. That's why I felt good about it. I thought, these seniors are going to make something happen now, and then, you know, see what happens from there. And it worked out. And you're right, just the Allman's little shortstop is playing wonderful at shortstop. Hasn't hit a whole lot, but she's really been hitting. She's been putting the ball in play, just been hitting it right at people probably the last month. And she finally got a couple to fall. Yeah, I would say our confidence is as high as it's been since I've been here in my 3 years.
And you guys are going to the area around. You're going to play Tomball Memorial, and I want to ask you a little bit about that. You'll play a best of three with Tomball Memorial, which obviously you like the series rather than a single game. You're going to start over at Memorial on Friday at 6:30. And that tells me you must have lost a flip, because I know you said you like to start at home and give the other team the bus ride, although Magnolia's not too bad of a bus ride.
Yeah, it's not too far.
And then you guys will come back and play. I don't know if it's set. It was 11, then it was noon. Maybe we switch it to 11:30. When are you going to play that second game?
We're going to start at 12 noon.
Okay, going to start at high noon. If a third game is necessary, it'll be 30 minutes after that. And I'm interested, I don't know how much, Rusty, you've had been able to scout Memorial. When I looked on the UIL website, they were the fourth seed from that district. But obviously it's a pretty strong district, and even though they were a fourth seed, they played a team out of the greater Houston area and beat them like 17-1 in their bi-district game. So I would think, and I don't know if you guys know much about them, if you've seen them, if you played them, but I would think it's a pretty good matchup with you guys and Tomball Memorial.
I think it will be. They have a pitcher that has committed or signed with U of H, so she's pretty good. So, you know, if we can get to her a little bit, we'll be fine. That district was dead even. Brenham, all of them were all about the same. And so, you know, they're not going to be someone that can come in here and just blow us away. We're going to be able to compete and have a good shot.
Well, Rusty, I appreciate you making the time for us and taking time from practice, and especially since I'm going to hop in the truck and drive over there and do some more interviews as soon as we get through with this. I want to remind the listeners that a best-of-three series with Tomball Memorial, you guys will play Friday over there at 6:30 in the opener of the series. We ought to mention the reason you're doing that is because of the tax testing, because I imagine if all other things being equal, you probably might have tried for Thursday and Friday again, but you had to wait until Friday. So you'll start over there, and then you're going to come back and play at home. And there's probably some comfort in coming home and knowing that you're playing to go to the next round or to keep your season alive. But you'll play noon. Of course, you would like to win one over there on Friday night and win the game at noon and not bother with the third game. But want to make sure the listeners know that that's coming up. And I thought it was pretty impressive and pretty good as we finish up, Rusty, that you guys and Brian both won your playoff series in two games, and I thought that was pretty good for District 18-5A.
Yeah, you know, I felt like our district was a tough district. The first top three teams, they all won, you know, I had the closest games, but everybody won in advance. So, yeah, it's you know, we like where we're at.
Okay. That's Rusty Irwin. Where he's at and where the Lady Tigers are is in the second round of the state playoffs. Coach, thanks for your time, and we appreciate it. We'll look forward to seeing how the Lady Tigers do this weekend against Tomball Memorial.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
There you go, Larry.
Aubrey, I tell you what, man, we got last year, Consol and Bryan, both teams, did not make the playoffs in softball. This year, they're both back in. Not only they're both back in, they both won their bi-district series, so they're still playing this week. The baseball playoffs start this week, so we got a lot of the spring sports coming up.
There you go. You'll hear about it each day on the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break. We'll come back and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM.